we're in the book of Philippians, the second chapter, verse number 1. But before I go there, I mean, this we're going to do 5 verses here, but I want to go to Galatians. And I want to tell you the story that Paul is saying here. These are both of his writings, by the way, Galatians, to the churches of Galatia. And in verse number 3 and 4, 5, so we Jewish Christians also, when we were minors, were kept like slaves under the rules of the Hebrew ritual and subject to the elementary teachings of a system of eternal observations and regulations. But when the proper time had fully come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born subject to the regulations of the law, to purchase the freedom of, to ransom, to redeem, and to atone for those who are subject to the law, when we might be adopted and have sonship conferred upon us and be recognized as God's children. Because you really are His sons of God, sent the Holy Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, or Father, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, a bondservant, but a son. And if a son, then it follows that you are an heir by the aid of God through and by the agency of and the work of Jesus Christ. Now, we haven't touched Greek yet, but we're studying here. Verse number 1. We'll read these first 5 verses from the Amplified Bible, and then we're going to go back to the Greek language and expound upon them. So by whatever appeal to you there is in your mutual dwelling in Christ, by whatever strengthening and consoling and encouraging our relationship in Him affords, by whatsoever persuasive incentive there is in love, by whatever participation in the Holy Spirit we share, and by whatever depth of affection and compassionate sympathy, to fill up and complete my joy by living in harmony and bring of the same mind and one in purpose, having the same love, being in full accord with, of one harmonious mind of intention. Do nothing from factual motives, through contentiousness, strife, and selfishness, or for unworthy ends, or prompted by conceit and empty arrogance. Instead, in the true spirit of humility, the lowliness of mind, let each regard the others as better than or superior to himself, thinking more highly of one another than you do of yourselves. Let each man of you esteem and look upon and be concerned for not merely his own interests, but also each for the interests of others. And finally, our final verse here, let this attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, and let Him be your example in humility. Beautiful, beautiful verses, all of these. All of these tell of an eternal story. The next message we're going to have is about the eternal God that came down to earth. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that He might redeem those that were under the law. 2 and verse 1 now. In the first verse, we have 3 first-class conditional particles plus 1 that's the practical substantive, so there's 4 in all. And it starts out here, etis un paraklesis en Christo en te paramithion akapes etes splavna kai oiki termoi. Now, the first little word there, a, that's the first conditional or first-class conditional particle. In English, it's if, but it's not an if in Greek. Now, there's four classes of conditionals in Greek. The first-class conditional, we won't go into the others, but the first-class conditional does look upon the subject or the sentence that we're talking about as it's fulfilled already. It is done. The action, the particle, the condition is determined as fulfilled. So we have here, since any, therefore, comfort. The word paraklesis there is to call alongside and hand in hand, holding hands. Now sometimes in life, sometimes a man and a woman, or even a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, that love each other. I'm not talking about homosexuality, I'm talking about sincere loving. Like a mother and daughter, or like two sisters. Or two brothers. Now sometimes, when we're walking hand in hand in life, it's because we just care for each other, isn't it? And we want the touch of one another. But then, at times in our lives, it comes to a point where we have to hold on to each other to stay upright, to be steady, to be safe. If any are there for comfort, this means to walk hand in hand. Since there is comfort, we need to walk hand in hand with one another. Churches have this problem sometimes. One person will want to do what they want to do and try to force everybody else into doing it, won't they? That we know that's especially in Baptist churches and sometimes in tyrannical Baptist churches. The pastor and the deacons are trying to run away with everything. Instead of holding hands and walking down the road and comforting and holding each other and keeping each other steady, they're tugging. It's a tug of war. And therefore, comfort one another, basically, in Christ. And then it says here, we got the word A again, and this is first class conditional particle, condition determined as fulfilled, so it sits. If there is any consolation, incentive of love, this is objective genitive in grammar here, paramethion. If we have any consolation, any sensitive, any inward meaning or inward feeling of compassion, of love. That word love there means that is a sacrificial love. That's what you give your life for another person. Agapes. And then we have this another first-class conditional particle. A-T's splavna. Since there are any tender mercies, compassion, gut feelings, higher emotions, noble viscera, as H.E. Robertson calls it. He tells us to be of one mind, be of one accord, be of one passion. And then we have the word oikithrimoi, oikithrimoi. That means pities. Now here, we don't have an A in front of that, but we have a conjunction which ties it to this conditional particle in the beginning of the sentence here, or this part of the sentence. Sense any tender mercies, and also sense any pities. This oi termoi. These are the kind of pities you have a mother has for a child. And if a mother doesn't have that for a child, something wrong with the mother. If a father doesn't have that kind of compassion for a wife and child, there's something wrong with the father. In verse number two. Plero sate. Mu ten karan. Hina to auto. Pronete ten aten. Agapen. Ekontes, sim ficoi, to hen pronontes. And here we have verse number two. And here we have an imperative. Imperative is a command, isn't it? This is second person plural, imperative and active. It comes from plero, and it means here, fill up, or bring to a completion, or grow up, man up, whatever you want to call it. You fulfill with me the joy. You fulfill with me the joy. You fill my joy up and overflowing. In order that the same things you might think. You might think together. Phronete. Phronete is that what we call natural horse sense. That you might have one type of goal and mind in you. And it's the same. The same love. Agape. That sacrificial love. That life-giving love. And then having this love. Ekontes. That's nomni-plural masculine. Nomni-plural masculine, present, participle, active. This is a continuing thing. Having. Now this word, sema, sikoi, that means one soul. You have one soul. Now this word is only used one time in the New Testament together. That's it. One time. And right here it is. It's used in different forms, but this is the only time it's used in this form. Souls that beat together. Hearts that beat together. Minds that beat together. A harmony of mutual feelings. And then it says the thing, the same one thing thinking. Phronontes. And that word thinking there, phronontos, that there is present, participle active, and it's nomni-plural masculine. These are all, their identity, their ideas, their examples, their goals, their feelings are all one. This is a church that's growing under one body in Christ Jesus. People that are laying aside their differences and loving one another. 2 and verse 3 now. Medein, kat, erethion, medei, kata, ken no doxion, ala, te, ta pe no prosine, alelus, agu menoi, hyper ekontos, iaton. It said, do nothing according to rivalry, erethion. Don't do anything according to rivalry. The church must have had little problems. And Paul is saying here, get in symphony. Make your sounds together. Make your hearts beat together. Make your mind beat together. Paul is going to begin to talk about the humanity of Christ, but yet the deity of Christ. He's going to affirm his absolute deity also. Now, they didn't put up for Gnosticism in churches. That's one. You might put up with each other's ideas and habits, but not heresies. And that's where Paul's going to go next. Nothing according to rivalry, nor according to empty glory. That word kano there is absolutely a zero. That's an empty bucket. Empty glory. Sometimes people try to get up and glorify themselves instead of Christ. Empty glory. Strong adversity of conjunction. Page 15, Allah. In the humility. In the dignified mind. It's an ostentatious humility. Look at one another, counting and surpassing themselves. Counting. That word, ergiomai, is ergiomenoi here, is nomni-plural masculine, present participle, middle voice. Counting for yourselves. excelling, and going beyond and above the call of duty. Accusative plural masculine, present participle active. This is a continuing thing now. Surpassing themselves. Go beyond what you can do. Have you ever seen somebody that just absolutely always tried to push themselves to the absolute limit and beyond? That's what it's talking about here. It says to push yourselves beyond the limit in love and compassion and in truth. Verse number 4 now. Me ta eopton ekostos skopontes ala kai ta eteron ekostoi. It says, not each one of you, each things to fix your eyes upon. That word there is skopontes. It's a nominative plural masculine present participle active. It's a continuing thing. And it says here that fix your eyes upon the goal. Look at the target. When you get up a scope or when you get up a laser leveler or whatever, you look at the object that you're wanting to go, where you're going. You look at that object. Looking at it and fixing your gaze upon it. But also the things of others. Each one. Wonderful. We need to not try to get what we need out of a church, but what we can give to that church. People go to churches sometimes for fellowship, as a like you would go to some type of a fraternal meeting. Sometimes people go to church to find a mate, and sometimes that's good, sometimes it's not. Churches aren't meat markets either. Churches are churches. If you go there and find a mate, you know, if you go there and find a mate, you're not going to look for a mate, but you're going to serve God, and you're going to see what you can do for that church. I remember a long time ago, a great president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and he said in one of his speeches, he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. Ask not what your church can do for you, but ask what you can do for your church. How you can make it better. How you can build it up. How you can fit yourself in a little niche and cranny, and maybe you won't, and people won't even know you there, but you are a functional, what may call, attribute of that church. A functional attribute without calling glory to yourself. Now it says here in verse number 5, Tuto pronete in himen ha kai in Christo. And he says, and this mind, this considering, this thinking, this natural understanding among you, which is also in Christ Jesus. This word here, let all of your natural instincts be for the glory of Christ, like Christ always exalted the Father and humbled himself, even unto death. For when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem those that were under the curse of the law. You think, you consider, you understand, you have your whole ambition and thoughts in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus our Lord. Our Father, we send this message out to help build churches up, to unify churches, to glorify you and your Son for what you've done to him in this world. Father, we know that all things that will be brought in back into harmony with you will be done by the blood of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Father, help us to glorify you and help us to fit in these little time pieces that we live in, a little niche of time in eternity, that we might do something useful for you because you've done so much for us. Please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.